If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Migrants camped at the border,
reportedly being released into the U.S.
Front lines on the COVID fight.
This isn't about constitutional freedoms. This virus is an evil thing.
Positive ID of missing woman's body.
A cause of death has not been revealed.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. There's word some of the thousands of mostly Haitian migrants camped out in Del Rio, Texas, are being allowed into the U.S. while they seek asylum. Others have been deported. The rest are sweltering in difficult conditions. CBS's Manuel Bojorquez is along the Rio Grande.
President Biden says his administration is handling the influx of mostly Haitian migrants at the southern border.
The Biden administration is a man-made disaster of epic proportions.
Republican Texas Governor Greg Abbott visited the camp, expressing doubts that all the migrants would be processed soon.
The only thing that they've shown is an incapability of dealing with this crisis candidly in a way where they pretend it doesn't even exist. And we're here to tell you. It exists.
Border Patrol agents that were seen on horseback grabbing and lashing out at migrants are now on administrative duties pending a Homeland Security investigation.
At a virtual summit, President Biden will announce plans by the U.S. to donate an additional 500 million Pfizer COVID vaccines to other countries, doubling an earlier commitment. And he'll challenge countries to reach a 70% vaccination rate by September of next year. New guidance on booster shots could come from the FDA today. A committee has recommended them for older people and those at high risk. CBS's Nancy Chen reports this morning from a hospital in Kentucky that is straining under a high number of COVID cases.
For Dr. Brad Baker, the fight against coronavirus is personal. He was born right here at St. Clair Regional Medical Center and came back for his residency. Baker says he has open beds, but not enough nurses to staff them.
You can't ask nurses to take care of any more people than they're already taking care of.
His nurses, though, are committed to finding a way. Nurses like Cheyenne Hansen, who worries what she's bringing home to her one-year-old daughter, Lily.
She wants to run straight to me when I walk through the door, and she can't. Some days it makes me feel like a bad mom because I'm supposed to be there for my daughter. I'm a nurse and my patients need me.
Across Kentucky, hospitals fill with the unvaccinated. And some, like 29-year-old Samantha Wendell, never make it home.
Misinformation kills my cousin.
Maria Hayes is Wendell's cousin. Wendell was supposed to get married on August 21st. Instead, she died on September 10th after weeks in the hospital.
It was absolutely traumatizing to have to say goodbye to someone you love via phone. Samantha was a person. We loved her. She isn't just another number. She was a person that was well-loved.
The Biden administration's vowing to get non-clonal antibody treatment for COVID to all 50 states. It was given to then-President Trump when he had COVID. It's been used to cut hospitalization rates by 70% for high-risk patients. CBS's Mark Strassman says in Tennessee, where supplies are short, it can be key for patients who have not gotten vaccinated.
Tennessee's new policy prioritizes the unvaccinated. So vaccinated people who get breakthrough infections might have to go to the back of the line. The State Department of Health said in a statement, ultimately, this comes down to providers' clinical judgment to ensure those most at risk are receiving this treatment.
An autopsy confirms the body found in Wyoming over the weekend is Gabby Petito, the missing Florida woman. Here's CBS News correspondent Jerika Duncan.
The preliminary determination cause of death was homicide, but the autopsy did not give details as to how she was killed. And we don't expect to get that full report possibly for up to another 2 weeks. Now, the Carlton Reserve in Venice is where the search efforts will resume for Brian Laundrie. Laundrie's parents say he left home a week ago. They reported him missing to authorities on Friday. Investigators restarted their search through the 24 acres of land here. It is very swampy. There are alligators, snakes in the reserve.
The House has passed a bill to fund the government past the end of the month and suspend the borrowing limit. Maryland Democrat Steny Hoyer.
This is not a Democratic debt. It's not a Republican debt. It is our debt. It is the debt of the United States of America.
But it passed the House without Republican support. And CBS's Linda Kenyon says the GOP is likely to block the measure in the Senate over several objections.
One is a disagreement on raising the debt limit, which would help the government from defaulting on its debt. Another is a disagreement over the House's decision to remove $1 billion for Israel's Iron Dome missile defense system. Republicans in the Senate want it in, although there has been some discussion about putting it in the defense spending bill instead.
There's new legal action designed to block a partnership between American Airlines and JetBlue that coordinates schedules in the Northeast, called the Northeast Alliance. It was approved during the final weeks of the Trump administration. But as CBS's Errol Barnett tells us, the Justice Department believes it will drive up airfares.
It is suing to undo the NEA, suggesting it discourages JetBlue from competing with American and ultimately leads to higher fares. The DOJ asserting the deal had not been fully scrutinized based on antitrust laws.
Six states and D.C. have joined in the suit. Washington's police chief Robert Conte is looking for the public's help after the shooting death of a police officer. She was shot last night while on duty at an apartment complex.
We are offering up to a $25,000 reward for information that leads to the arrest and conviction of the person responsible.
It happened in southeast D.C. in an area that's had a spate of violent crimes in recent days. A new report from the Census Bureau suggests the sharp decline in births since the start of the pandemic may be over. Births in March were down just slightly from a year earlier. Actor Willie Garson has died. He played Stanford, Carrie Bradshaw's friend, on HBO's Sex and the City.
We have to go get our tuxes for the prom.
Did you say the prom?
Yes, it's a big fundraiser at the Gay, Lesbian, Bi, Transgender Center.
Cynthia Nixon said Garson was endlessly funny on screen and in real life. He was 57 and had dozens of TV and film roles. There's no word on the cause of death. Jolene is a song that will be forever linked to Dolly Parton. But now there's a new take. Jolene,
Jolene. The song's never been covered by a man before. Lil Nas X sang Dolly Parton's 1973 hit on BBC Radio 1, days after his first album, Montero, dropped. The singers are mutual fans. Parton told Elle in 2019 she had a chance to work with the Grammy winner on his breakout hit, but said there was no point in going down the same Old Town Road. She referenced a future project, and Jolene may just be the one. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Netflix says it's agreed to buy the Roald Dahl Story Company in the UK, which would add popular children's stories like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory and Matilda. The plan is to produce animated and live-action films and TV shows based on the stories. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
When you're committed to raising the standard, you're bound to ruffle some feathers. At Happy Egg, we like to say we farm differently. But in reality, we produce eggs the way people used to, by partnering with local small family farmers who raise our happy hens on 8 or more acres. Because in our opinion, farming shouldn't be complicated. It should be happy. Choose happy with Happy Egg. Visit happyegg.com and look for the yellow carton at a store near you.
Happy
Egg.